by remarkable coincidence and good fortune and good chance and opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given, Allah's great favor, Allah's many, many favors upon us, that the beginning of Ramadan was and took place in this masjid with the dhikr of Allah, and the conclusion and the farewell of Ramadan is also in this masjid with the dhikr of Allah. So we can see clearly that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how much He loves the people who do His dhikr. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Why? Because the Qur'an clearly explains, the Qur'an has given ta'aleem, education, that those are the people of understanding, of wisdom, who Allah says, I've given them the times in the day, in the dunya, in the world, not for a waste, morning, afternoon, evening, the sun rising, the sun setting. This is not without a reason, but only those people can understand who have understanding, who have wisdom, who according to the difference in times and phases of the day, Allah Ta'ala says, this is the secret. This is what I've kept aside, that I want people at different times to remember me. Morning, I want my dhikr, my remembrance. Afternoon, I've given so that you can remember me. And also in the afternoon, I've given so that you can remember me. Afternoon, so morning is for my remembrance. Afternoon is for my remembrance, Allah Ta'ala says. And I've given the time of the mid-afternoon for people to remember me. Allah Ta'ala says, I've allowed the sun to rise so that people can remember me. I've allowed the sun to set so that you can remember me. So Allah Ta'ala says, I've given such a great reward for my dhikr, for my remembrance. It's not by chance. It's all by Allah's grace and generosity. What a great point here. That two things, that when the day is come, when Ramadan is coming, when Ramadan came in the beginning, and everything is changing, the cycles of the universe, and a jamaat was sat at that time and doing the dhikr of Allah. And then when Ramadan is concluding and going, then alhamdulillah, it takes all the rahmas and mercies and pulls them together and leaves. And at that time, the jamaat is also doing the dhikr of Allah. This is a great reward. What a great reward Allah Ta'ala has given. A great reward. And in reality, that Ramadan is going. It could be, I don't know, it could be the final fast. It could be the final moments, it could be our final dhikr. And it's sad. We feel sadness, tell me. Don't we? It's sort of a weird feeling. It looks like somebody who really is dear to us, who loves us, who is so close to us, so affection, so much affection for that guest. The guest arrives, the guest loves you, you love that guest. And he looks after you and you look after the guest. And as you live together and the guest is living with you and the bond and the relationship strengthens, and then one day he says, I'm going. What is the condition of the person on that day? And when it comes close to the time for that person to depart, he's packing his goods, his belongings. I'm just telling you my sort of emotions and feelings. And Ramadan, when Ramadan starts, and I see the ulama ikram, they're coming, they're embracing, there's a beautiful happiness. You can see that by them coming, you can see that Ramadan has come. Ramadan has arrived. And today I feel that there's a lot of happiness in the beginning. Somebody's coming and embracing, I've come today. When did you come? I just got the flight today. Okay. And there's enjoyment, there's happiness. So today I had sadness. That when they were meeting me, the ulama ikram, the respected scholars, everyone was saying, okay, I'm going today, assalamu alaikum, Allah hafiz, inshallah we'll meet again. So my heart felt a bit of pain and loss, that this coming and going of people, this is part of life. And even if something is very beloved, and how sad you feel when it's going or departing or detached from us. So there's a big message that Ramadan is giving to us as it's departing. That there is sadness because I'm going. And I came to give you these great blessings. But listen to the message. A beautiful message. There's a beautiful message that Ramadan is given to us while it is departing. There's a couplet, a poem. And many, very few people will understand this verse. So I'll explain it. What I'm saying in this, what's being said in this couplet, in this verse. That however high you take something, one day it has to come back down. In this dunya, whoever has come, he has to go. He has to depart. The sun that in the morning, it rises, but then the day it passes and then the day has to complete and the sun has to come back down and set. So Ramadan is departing with a message. Fine, there, you were very happy with me coming and you enjoyed and celebrated and I appreciate that. But I'm going now. I'm going now. So you're feeling sadness. You're feeling sadness. So this is a sketch I'm leaving for you. Because Ramadan, every message of Ramadan for us is a great message. And as it's going, as it's departing, it's given us a beautiful message. That you're feeling sadness due to me going. You feel down, but I ask you a question, says Ramadan, while it's departing. That what benefit did you take from me? From my rahmas and mercies, how many of them did you loot? How many of them did you grab? From my messages, how many of my messages did you acquire the barakat, the blessings? And how did you decorate and manufacture your Jannah, paradise? How much did you try? How much effort did you make? How much of your time did you actually waste? So I'm going now, aren't I? So now look, where are the great days and the moments and the seconds? Where's that 70 times multiplied reward? Where's the nafal that becomes a fard? Those nights of Laylatul Qadr, recitation, those moments, those seconds, that those beautiful times, where have they gone? That if a person, for example, on one date, who's going to give that? Who's going to give the reward for giving a person a date? Where's Allah Ta'ala's calling out? That is there anyone coming to me that I can give to them? Is there anyone who wants to ask for forgiveness? I'll give it to you. Oh, it's total wilderness now. Total silence, eeriness. Where are those angels who are recording your deeds and presenting them to me? Allah Ta'ala says, they've all gone, haven't they? Ramadan says. How much did you try and struggle and make effort and work hard? So, this is just a glimpse. The Ramadan is given to us. The reality is something else. Ramadan says that there's a greater blessing and grace of Allah upon you, more than what I brought. Ramadan said, I came for 30 days to remind you. But it's so sad that you have been given something more precious than this. More precious than these 30 days you've been given. For the sake of Allah, do not regret the way you are regretting now. Or those who did not work, those who left Salah in Ramadan, who didn't appreciate Ramadan. Person regrets, isn't it, when Ramadan's going? So Ramadan says that there's something more precious that Allah Ta'ala has given to you. That's your own life. Your own life. That I will come to you during your life a few times, but life will only come once. And when the set sun of your life will set, it will never come back. Maybe Ramadan will come again. Maybe Ramadan you will acquire again. But when the sun of your life sets, it will not come back. So it's a great message. Don't regret when I'm going, said Ramadan. In reality, you should see and assess that how much benefit did you acquire. Though today, we feel sad. Why didn't I do this? Why didn't I do that? So tomorrow, how bad will you feel when the real sun will be setting and your final breath will be breathed and Allah has given you maybe one Laylatul Qadr per year. But your life should be, there are many Laylatul Qadr. Every Thursday night, the night of Jummah, every week, the Thursday night is Laylatul Qadr that Allah Ta'ala gives. Every night of Jummah, Friday, what a great message. Think. So today we are regretting 30 days have gone, but don't worry, you've still got life. Don't waste the time, says Ramadan, the way you wasted me. Don't waste your time in life. Because the regret of leaving Ramadan's blessings can be compensated. Allah says, Ramadan will come again. Ramadan says, I will come again. Maybe Allah will give you life for me to come back into. But when your life goes, it won't come back. When the sun of your life sets, then nothing comes back. And then you'll regret. You'll feel sad. Look how quickly our lives are passing and how much time we are wasting. So this is the lesson that Ramadan has given to us whilst it's departing. So my brothers, What we need to do is that Ramadan hasn't gone yet. Rather, many Ramadans we have still in our possession that will come to us. Allah has given us breaths, seconds. We should value our breaths. We should value the seconds and the moments and the days and everything in our life and our breath. And we should put our life into this same sort of playing field, the way that we assess Ramadan. Allah says, I haven't given you just life for 30 days. I've given you the whole life and I'll ask you for hisab of your life. 70 years hisab, 60 years accounts, 80 years accounts. The amount of years Allah has given you life, Allah will ask. If 30 days you lived, you'll have to give accounts for 30 days if you work hard. If I work on, so the people of understanding and wisdom are those who understand the message of Ramadan. They say, now every day of mine will be the same as it was during the days of Ramadan. Say, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. So these are the messages for the people of understanding. And this is the reason why Allah has given us Ramadan. That you've forgotten your life. Your life is very valuable, precious. It's not for waste of time discussions and wasting your time. And from morning until evening, wasting time. No, morning until evening, just like Ramadan, we thought, no, Ramadan will go. Let me do a tasbih. Ramadan will go, let me do a bit of tilawa, recitation. Oh, Ramadan will go, I'll miss it. Okay, there's only this many days, let's pray tarawih. Oh, Ramadan's going to go, escape. Let's pray tahajjud for a few days. Oh, Ramadan's going to go. Okay, let's do this action or that action. Think from when, if life goes then, we should think like this. If my life goes, it's gone. Let me do something now before it goes. Life will pass, I'll pass away. I need to do something before it goes. Think about it like this. So this is how our thought processes should work in our minds. My life will pass. It's going to pass. Quickly, I need to read more Quran. My life will pass. I need to recite more. My life will pass. I need to do more dhikr. Every second I should be worried about my life is going to pass. Alhamdulillah, I don't want to regret anything when I'm about to pass away and dying. Look at that. Everyone will be satisfied. Those people, everyone's satisfied. Everyone's tried according to their capabilities. And everybody's been forgiven by Allah. Yes, during practice. Allah Ta'ala has made us practice. That your whole life, look, you need to make a framework. So during this practice month, Allah has forgiven everyone. So Allah says, when the real time comes, when you pass away, I won't just forgive, I'll open up the doors for paradise. Subhanallah. In reality, practically. So this is not the day and age in our lives for laziness. Ramadan's gone. Masjid's empty from tomorrow. We won't see anybody again. Though, no, that's not good. That's not good. Foolish will be that person who has not understood the message of Ramadan. This is a massive message, my friends. Let's understand the reality of our lives. The grand reality is Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Allah is the greatest. May Allah give us tawfiq, capability that every day of our life should look like Ramadan. When we wake up in the morning, we should wake up just like we did in Ramadan. Remember this. In the same way I should open, I'm going to pray tahajjud. Ramadan's given us you the habit. Allah Ta'ala has given you the fadl. It's not difficult. Was it difficult to pray tahajjud? Tell me. Everybody prayed, didn't they? Then? So what will happen now? Yes, Ramadan's gone? No, no, no. No, life is there. Life is there. Ramadan's gone. Life is there. When your life goes, then what will you do? Give me the answer about that. Give me the response to that. What will we do then? Today the sun is setting. It's just for a month that it's taken from us. But when the sun of our life sets, then 70 or 80 years will be taken away and it will never come back. Life will never come back. Then we will regret in our graves, just like that person will regret. Oh, if only I prayed a bit. If only I worshipped a bit. If only I prayed tahajjud. Or if only I had sat in itikaf. Or I made a mistake. You know when Ramadan goes, then a person feels, oh, I should have prayed tarawih. Oh, I was running after 8 rakats. You've heard people after, isn't it? They say these things. When you hear from people, yaar, this was a hadith. Oh, I made a big mistake. I only prayed 8 rakats and I used to leave after praying 8 rakats or tarawih. But when you hear the hadith, was the time will come. Yaar, after asr, there was dhikr. There's so much, when the hadith will come, we'll hear about the reward after for sitting after asr and doing dhikr. And we know the emotions and the feelings, the rewards, and we'll feel regret after that. That if I'd done this in Ramadan, I would have got a few thousand times more reward. And if it happened in the night of Qadr, then I would have got more than 1,000 years extra reward. Allah, a person will regret, won't he? So this time comes to a person. And Allah will remind us and make us feel. After Ramadan, Allah Ta'ala reminds a person that you wasted your time. Because we are sat down and Mawlana Sahib has mentioned the hadith is the time of Jummah. Oh yaar, I didn't know that. The whole Ramadan passed by and I didn't know that this was the rule. Allah, if you bring Ramadan again, I'll do it. Okay, if Allah Ta'ala gives further, he'll give you another Ramadan. But when your life passes away, then what will you do? When you'll arrive to the grave and then we'll realize I should have prayed Salah. I left Fajr. That much of a loss I did. Such a big loss. That if only I had done amal, practiced the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sunnah, I'm being asked a question today. These questions we ask, the three questions, Allah and His Rasul and the Deen. These questions will be asked in the grave. When the angels are asked that, do you know who this person is? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will we recognize him if we don't practice the sunnah in our lives? How will we recognize him? A person doesn't think, he never even thinks or ponders that the sunnah has some weight, some value. Have I got a link with the Prophet ﷺ? Have I got a connection? The question will be asked for this reason, that how much connection did you have with my Nabi? Allah will ask. This question will be asked, that do you know who is your Prophet? Did you hear his name in speeches or not? No. The reason for the question will be, how strong was your connection with my Nabi? Allah will ask. With the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. Was your life lived in connection with the Prophet ﷺ? Well, did you maintain that condition? Am I right, my friends? Am I right? So this is the Ramadan's about to go. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. The words I said in the beginning, I told you the reality, the truth. The whole year long, that those people who stay connected to the dhikr of Allah, then what a great reward they got. They started Ramadan with dhikr and they ended Ramadan with dhikr. And the thawab you'll hear When you hear the thawab for the rest of your life, that in one Ramadan, our masjid, there was dhikr in our masjid. A jamaat used to come. They used to sit down. There was no other reason, objective from far. They would come from their homes, leaving their shops and businesses and trade. And I used to get up and leave. That person will regret about his life, during his life. And when the life will pass, then Allahu Akbar, there's no chance. There's not even a chance to regret once the life passes. This is a big lesson. So let's promise from today that the delays we made, the neglect we implemented in Ramadan, may Allah Ta'ala give us health and iman and power according to our energy, power according to our health and our times and our life schedule. We should not waste any time in our life and we will earn good deeds. Do we promise, brothers? Yes, this is the message in the final moments of Ramadan. Ramadan is saying goodbye, I'm going. But I'm leaving my message for you. These 30 days, don't regret. And the regret of these 30 days is one thing, and the regret of life passing by is another thing. So the time to come, look back at Ramadan and look at your deeds, your good deeds, any good deed if you get a chance to implement. Just like we say now, Ramadan's gone, that for example, one good deed, you get the reward akin, similar to a fard, and a person says, I'm not going to leave this good deed, I'll do it straight away. Straight away the person does it. So understand this, that my life is short, I've got health, the amount of deeds I can earn now, walking, talking, running, the meter that we can use to earn good deeds, the greatest meter and tool that Allah Ta'ala has given to us to earn good deeds, eat, drink, go, shop, work, business, wife, children. Allah Ta'ala has given us such a meter, such a gauge, such a motor, such a pump, ulul albab. Allah Ta'ala says, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ. Allah Ta'ala said Himself, first Allah Ta'ala has mentioned the times, then Allah said, are the people of wisdom, intellect, brains, what do they do with the time of the day, even if they're sleeping, standing, sitting, walking, they're not free, they're always remembering Allah. This is the Quran, Surah Al-Imran, that are we deaf and dumb, are our ears sealed, that we don't understand these points that Allah Ta'ala is telling us? Yes, that in the world Allah Ta'ala is telling us, ulil albab, these are the people of wisdom, intellect, brains, understanding. They know what they're doing. In the world Allah Ta'ala seal in the Quran, these are the ulil albab, the people who are brainy, who are using their brains and wisdom. So in the Akhirah, Allah will say, now I'll tell you that who were the people of aql. Why did I say these were the people of aql? Wisdom. Subhanallah, listen. Allah says, why did I call them the people of aql? Why did Allah say this? Because Allah says, let me show you this scene. This is why I called them the people of aql. Allah will show you the scene. It will be the plane of resurrection. And the plane of resurrection, you hear all year long from the ulama ikram, the respected scholars, I cannot mention more detail. It will be total disorder. Nobody will be conscious. Everybody will be severely distressed, intense heat, darkness, everything on the extreme that nothing in this world can compare to or give an example. People be naked, drowning in their sweat, disorder, worry, distress, extreme distress. Nobody knows when their accounts books will open. When will the decision be made? Me and you will be stood there breathing, waiting, just like we're sitting here. Yes, a person doesn't die when he's buried. We think he's gone. People say, isn't it? Oh, I'm unhappy. Oh, let me take my own life. That foolish person, doesn't he know that after dying, the person in this world, he's not dead. He's just passed from this world. The Islamic concept doesn't teach us this. After passing away from this world, we get the true lease of life, the permanent lease of life, the infinite lease of life. So why does a foolish person commit suicide, take his own life? Because he will get more after death. That, for example, when you die, you're going to go into the grave. That's not the grave that you think is the grave. That will be the hereafter. So Allah Ta'ala says, if you did good, then your grave will become the ditch of the doors of paradise will be open for you. You'll get reward. It's a great place to go to if you've done good things in this world. So Allah says, why have I said the people who remember me are the ulil albab? Allah says, look, I'll tell you why I said it. Because in the hereafter, on the day of resurrection, Allah will show the scene. During the time when people will be going through severe difficulties, people will be sat on thrones made out of pearls, rubies, and beautiful jewels. And we can only discuss the words and mention and think what thrones they will be, seats they will be, they'll be sparkling
and glowing, and beautiful fragrances will be emanating from them. And who will be sat there? Allah says, who will be sat here? Are they prophets? Are they? Who are the people sat on these seats at this time on the day of resurrection? And from their faces, imagine the extreme darkness of Qiyamah. We can imagine the extreme darkness. What will be the darkness of Qiyamah? No one can imagine. This is the worst example of darkness. And those people sat on their thrones, their faces will be shining like the moon shines on the 14th night of the month. Who will these people be? Allah will say that these were the ulil albab. They had wisdom, they had aqal. It's not a minor point. If Allah Ta'ala is saying aqal mand, they had wisdom. If we say someone, oh, he's brainy. Oh, he's got wisdom. Oh, he gets prizes, certificates. He gets recognition and stamps of approval. The people in the world. So he's an intellectual. But if Allah Ta'ala is defining someone as intellectual, then imagine his status. So Allah is showing his status. They'll be sat enjoying themselves. Their faces shining like the moon on the 14th night. Allah will show them to the people on the day of resurrection. All the people say, Allah, who are these people? Who are these people? Allah will say, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. These are those people. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. These are those people, Allah said, I announced them in the Quran. This was their quality, their attribute, their action. That every second in the world, every moment, they made it valuable, precious. And they made it so extremely precious. And how did they do that? They valued the action that I created. Just like Fajr. It's a valuable time. The Fajr Salah. Those people who value Fajr Salah, Alhamdulillah, then he acquires that time. He gets the full rewards. Dhuhr Salah. Allah says, I've made that time illuminated. And I've made ibadat to acquire the benefits of that time. A person comes and does sujood and prostrates. He acquires the time of dhuhr. He valued the time of dhuhr. Isha. Allah says, I've given you one time. Maghrib, I've given you time of the day. If a person values that time, Allah says, I know best how much nur, light and rahmah and mercies are present in those times. Those people who value and appreciate those times and come and prostrate, they will acquire that time, attain the full blessing. So Allah says, Inna fi khalqi samawati wal ard. That there's no corner of the globe, universe between the skies and the land that has been created without a reason. Some I've made apparent. Zahir, Fajr is Zahir, Asr is Zahir, Dhuhr is apparent, Maghrib is Zahir, Isha is Zahir apparent, visible. But Allah says every time of the day and night are not visible. They're not all apparent. Allah says I've announced. No, so just like these four or five times of the day I've given to you, you valued them, you come with manners, respect and prayed. Allah announces that person all day long and night values the time. Every second of my life is valuable, precious. And the ibadah I've given to Allah says he does the ibadah that worship, then he will be the ulil albab. What's the ibadah? Remembrance of Allah. Allah, what is the ibadah you gave that we can do every second? That is, will make every second of our life valuable and priceless. Allah says, in your body I've put your heart. In that heart I have put my dhikr, I've inserted it. Walking, talking, sitting, traveling, every time your heart should remember me, remember me, remember me, every second of your life will become priceless. Subhanallah. And this is the invitation that I give to you, brothers, to learn the dhikr of the heart, learn the qalbi dhikr, and every second of your life make it valuable, precious. You're sleeping, precious. Going to the toilet, precious. Having a bath, precious. Going to your wife, precious. And speaking to someone, precious. Why? Because Allah Ta'ala says, this machine of the heart I've inserted into your body, if you focus on it or not, the meter will keep on running. Allah, 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 Allah. Subhanallah. Allah says, I've made such human beings, my representatives on the earth, that I have given them this ilm, this knowledge, that whichever part of the body they put their hand on, that part becomes alive with the name of Allah. This is their work. Their job is to spread this knowledge, the name of Allah. So when a person like this gives you invitation, comes to your masjid, a wali of Allah comes and says, come learn the dhikr of Allah from me, the dhikr of the heart from me. The walis of Allah do this, don't they? Like other institution principals say, come, I'm going to teach Quran, come. The father sends the child, please teach my son, my child, my daughter. And for example, someone says, we go, don't we, to the madrasa, okay, let's go and learn this and grammar and ilm and knowledge. Come, whoever wants to learn masail, we're teaching some masail questions, answers, I'll go, you'll go. The alims come, the scholars come, let's learn some masail from him. This happens, isn't it? A man comes and says, come on, invite for you. I'm going to explain to you the principles of deen, the principles of law, salah, sharia, etc. So in the same way, Allah Ta'ala says, I've sent people in the world who will come to the masjid and announce, come, come, make your hearts alive, come, come, make your hearts alive. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And Allah Ta'ala sends them because they have the ilm, the special knowledge, unique knowledge. Come, make your hearts alive. Those people who come, students say, yes, please, we want to make our heart alive. Then the sheikh, the teacher, the wali, Allah makes their heart alive. He teaches them, prescribes them the dhikr.
So that's all there is to it. That's all there is to it. And if we ourselves refrain, leave, run away, shun, if somebody's coming to you, to your vicinity, to your masjid, saying, come and learn from me, and you run away, say, no, I don't want to learn. If someone says, come and learn the masail of salah, if we don't learn, what's the reason? Is there any reason? If a person says, come, learn the Qur'an, correct your Qur'an recitation, why don't you learn? What's the reason? Everyone has a link with the akhirah. For example, so if one knowledge is being given to you, that every second of your life, it makes it precious, and will make you the people of the ulil albab, Allahu Akbar, then what a great level it will take you to. He's given you that knowledge without any prerequisite, preconditions, what's the word? I can't even use the word. No restriction, no hurdles, no obstacles. There's no reason that you can give to say, I don't want to learn. Is there any reason we can give to say that I don't want to learn? Allah's calling that come and learn this ilm. We say, no, I don't want to learn. And we quietly slip out of the back door and go out. We shouldn't do this, should we? When someone comes to your vicinity, to your masjid, Allah sends. The masjid is made for this reason. Prostrate, learn Quran, do tabligh, and go with tabligh jamaat. These are all the reasons why, so that the work of the deen can take place, can come to the masjid and leave. Otherwise, are we going to make this a club? Are we? That if the bleed jamaat will come to you sometimes, sometimes a person will recite Quran to you, somebody will come to give you a speech or a wa'id or a lecture, somebody will come to recite Quran in a nice way, you'll get enjoyment. Yaar, I enjoyed it. Such Quran Qari Sahib recited in the morning, subhanAllah, I had so much enjoyment. That was the time of the day I felt so much enjoyment from his recite. He's gone. The time's gone. So this is the reason the masjid's here for, isn't it? So a person, he's here for a reason. So the time comes, and if a person comes, he says, come learn the dhikr of Allah, come learn the dhikr of Allah. Does anyone want to learn the dhikr of Allah? Learn it. Then we should be ready. Yes, I want to learn the dhikr of Allah. Will we do this, brothers? Don't think about it. Don't ponder over it. Don't delay. This is what we need to understand. What is there to be scared about, afraid about? The dhikr of Allah. Allah's remembrance. If the shaykh, the teachers come and he says, come learn the dhikr of the heart, learn it from him so you can benefit. Go and do the dhikr of Allah and benefit from it. Anyway, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, time is short. Let's make it valuable. It's the final dhikr session. Allahu Akbar. Every kalama, thawab, Ramadan's going. It's still Ramadan that we'll know about tomorrow. When we say Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakeel, you'll get the reward that is there. La hawla wa la quwwata billah, you'll get the same thawab that's present now, tomorrow. But today when we say it, it'll be the unlimited reward of Ramadan. Unlimited reward. Thawab without any limit. Without any limit. Yes, just in a few moments, in the next 2 hours, the difference will be made. We'll be walking around like monkeys on the roads. Oh, why did I waste the previous days? Yaar, I got asar in this masjid the whole month. Was he mad, that person who leave his masjid and his vicinity, his town, leave his khankah and come in our masjid and start to say, come, learn dhikr, do dhikr. No, there's a reason. There's a purpose. No father, nobody's father can dare. Nobody himself can dare. No bird can flutter his wings. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. Unless Allah's power and energy and permission is there. Who can come? Nobody. Can anybody come and say, I've come? Who are you to come? I've come of my own accord. How dare you come of your own accord and say, I'm doing dhikr. Remember Allah. No. Allah loves his makhluk creation. Himself, Allah Ta'ala, sends his khadims and servants. They won't come. You go and tell them. They're not coming. Go and host and invite them to the dhikr. Even if then somebody's ungrateful. My brothers, can there be anyone more ungrateful than this? Tell me. So will the person regret or not? Will there be remorse or not? Okay, fine. Let's wait for the next Ramadan and then don't waste it again. This dhikr, may Allah give us tawfiq if I come or not. Other people will keep coming, won't they? The people of dhikr. Dunya will not end, will it? I've just come in. I'm departing with a message. I'm not giving invitation for my personal purposes. Whether I'm here or not, I don't know whether I'll be here or not. I don't know. But whenever... when you see a wali Allah has come, a teacher, awli Allah, anyone who's come, if a person has come to your masjid and he demands, he requests you to come and learn this ilm, tabliq, do this, listen carefully to what they have to say. And with determination, adopt it and bring it into life and accept it, that amal. So today I'm inviting you in Ramadan, praise be to Allah. Is there anyone who wants to learn dhikr of Allah? Yes, battery down? Is the battery down? Is there anybody who wants to learn dhikr of Allah? Yes, calling again. Is there anybody who wants to in his heart illuminate and make his heart alive to learn dhikr? If there's anyone, put your hands up. MashaAllah. If there's anyone, put your hands up. And the final moments are going. Is there anybody, brothers? MashaAllah, three brothers. MashaAllah. Good. You won't get this time again. You won't get this chance again, I'm telling you. Learn, brothers. Yes, those who've learned, MashaAllah, they understand. Okay? Okay, so first you come and then after there will be dhikr. Come, you come forward. Subhanallah. Subhanallah. This is the barakah due to you, mashallah. And dhikr of, the barakah of dhikr will be due to you. These are the people of Ulil Albab. They listen. This is cool. The Rahmat of Masih is heard. He's understood. The heart is opened up. And he learns dhikr. He learns dhikr. Subhanallah. Yes, final call. Come. If you're ashamed, you'll lose out. That the whole Quran and Hadith I've explained to you, I'll get no benefit. There's benefit for you. Do dua for me and I'll do dua for you. Subhanallah. If I say to you, do I say to meet me? I don't need to meet. Yes, the finger will come, be applied. That has been given to us as the permission by a pious elder that this is the way to give dhikr. In that way, I'll give you dhikr. I'll put the finger on your heart. 7, 8 times, 9 times. I'll name Allah. I'll recite Allah's name and your heart will become alive. And then I'll tell you the tariqah, the method, and carry on doing it. That's it. Close your eyes, focus on your heart. Allah, 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 Allah. Do that in your heart. Experience it. Experience it. And in the night, your heart will automatically wake you up saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. This is Allah's great, great kamal. Shall we start then, inshallah? Okay, come here. Please raise your shirts and I will teach you dhikr. Bismillah. So you've taken Ramadan properly. Whilst Ramadan is going, it's leaving behind the blessings for you. This time will not come again. Remember, it will be regret after this. There will be regret. Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah. Inshallah, the person whose valves are closed seals with Allah Ta'ala's fadl, the valves will open up. I'm telling you reality. So that's very good what we've just done now. Allah Ta'ala has allowed this, that whilst Ramadan is passing, quite a few people's fortunes and destinies have changed for the great, better. And those who have learned dhikr, it's very simple. It's called maraqabah in Fazali Amal. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith has mentioned and written about this. So you probably heard this, read this in Fazali Amal. And this is called dhikr qalbi, maraqaba, dhikr khafi, silent dhikr, dhikr of the heart. And this dhikr is 70 times greater. 70 times greater. And a person should do it all the time. Wudu, without wudu, wherever you are, whatever situation you're in, what you need to do? You need to totally focus and pay attention to the heart as if your heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. First close your eyes and do practice. Inshallah, then whilst you're walking and wherever you are, you won't need to close your eyes. Always you'll feel as if your heart is saying Allah, 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 Allah. The heart is saying Allah, Allah, Allah. And you don't need to put the tasbih, rosary beads in your hands. And unlimited, all the time, message is going to Allah that you're remembering Allah. Subhanallah. So now we will start dhikr, because mashallah, time is short.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. As-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidina mursalin shafi'i mursalin. Ya Allah, humare gunah maaf farma. Ya Allah, hum pe rahm farma. Ya Allah, humare sari ibadat ko qabul farma. Ya Allah, humare sari ibadat ko qabul farma. Ya Allah, humare sari ibadat ko qabul farma. Ya Allah, tu humse razi ho ja. Ae mere maula, tu humse razi ho ja. Ae mere maula, tu humse razi ho ja. Ya Allah, hume jannat ata farma. Ya Allah, dozakh se nijat naseeb farma. Ya Allah, humare sare kaam behtar farma de. Ya Allah, sare kaam behtar farma de. Ae mere maula, duniya se hum jaye to humare khalan ہمارے زبانوں پہ کلمہ جاری فرما دے اے میرے مولا ہمارے ماں باپ کی بخشش فرما دے یا اللہ ان کے درجات بلند فرما دے تمام لاحقین کی ہماری بخشش فرما دے جاننے والوں کی بخشش فرما دے پوری امت کی بخشش فرما دے میرے مولا ہمارے ساتھ مشائخ کرام کے درجات کو بلند فرما دے ان پہ اپنی نور کی رحمت میں برسا اے میرے مولا جو بھی دعائیں ہم نے مانگی پورے رمضان میں جن سے بھی ہم نے سنی میرے مولا ساری دعاؤں کو قبول فرما یا اللہ ہمیں پھر دوبارہ رمضان نصیب فرما یا اللہ ہم اس رمضان میں کچھ نہیں کر سکے میرے مولا وقت ضائع کرتے رہے یا کریم کتنی جلدی چلا گیا میرے مولا تیرا مہمان یا کریم بہت وقت ضائع کیا میرے مولا تو رحم فرما کرم فرمانا میرے مولا ان آخری لمحات میں میرے مولا جو کچھ ہم نے حاصل کر سکے سب عطا فرما تو حاکم ہے مالک ہے قادر ہے میرے مولا سب کچھ عطا فرما دے میرے مولا جو نہ ہم مانگ سکے تو سے یا کریم یا اللہ اس رمضان کی بیدیوں پر نہ قدریوں پر ہمیں معاف فرما دینا میرے مولا یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دینا یا اللہ ہمیں معاف فرما دینا یا اللہ ہماری پوری زندگی رمضان والی بنا دے یا کریم پوری زندگی رمضان والی بنا دے رحمتوں والا برکتوں والا نعمتوں والا فضا فاصل والا کرم والا سارے لمحات جا رہے ہیں میرے مولا سب ختم ہو جائیں گے یا کریم دم فرما اللہ پتہ نہیں رہا تو رمضان کہاں میرے مولا اس جہان میں یا قبرستان میں یا میرے مولا پتہ نہیں حساب کتاب ہو رہا ہو ہمارا یا کریم تو معاف فرما دے یا اللہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ معاف فرما دے یا اللہ کرم فرما دے یا اللہ اپنے حبیب کے صدقے سے ہمیں معاف فرما دے وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ نور عرشہ زینت فرشہ وآلہ وصحبہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین سبحان ربک رب العزت عما یصفون السلام علی المرسلین والحمد للہ